Good morning, everyone. So in today's scriptures, we're going to hear examples of how Jesus called and invited his first disciples. Men who got up that morning expecting to have a normal day, to just go through the routines that they always did, not expecting to see the Messiah. And I have to say that I give them so much more credit than I would give myself, because if Jesus approached me and said, "Come follow me," I believe I would say, well, I don't believe, I know I would say, "Can I run home and tell my family that I won't be home later? Can I tell my boss that you might not see me tomorrow? Or my neighbor that I'm going to be gone for a little while?" I wouldn't just drop everything and follow him. So that got me to thinking, how would Jesus calling us look today? Since he's not physically walking around here on earth anymore, how would that look? Would he send us an email? Maybe a text or a snap, as they do these days? Would he put a sticky note on my desk and say, "Tomorrow morning at 8:30, I need you to come follow me"? How would he call to us? Well, first of all, I strongly believe that he does still call us. But we have to know what his voice sounds like in order to hear him calling us. And how do we do that, Kinsey? How do we stay close to God? How would we know what his voice sounds like? Talk to him, read his word. Be close to him, right? How do you know the voice of somebody close to you? You spend time with them. You know, even if you can't see them, even if their name doesn't come up on caller ID when they call you, if you hear their voice, you know who it is. So we have to know who God is before we can receive that call. So we need to spend time with him in word and prayer. We need to get to know him. We need to listen for his guidance and direction. Because in his guidance and direction are his plans for our life. And his plans are so much better than our plans. And he reveals to us in his still small voice that he's not calling us to go out on our own. He's going to go with us. He didn't say to his disciples, "You go over there and do that and come back here and let me know how it went." He said, "No, come follow me. I'm going with you. I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to be with you." So I encourage all of us to know him, to spend time with him so that we do know his voice, and then to get quiet so that you can hear him speak to you. Because if we're talking all the time and there's noise all the time, we won't hear him. And I encourage all of us to listen for him and to know that life is better with him and to answer that call when he calls to us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for so many things. We thank you for calling to us because you trust in us, you need us, and you're going to be with us to guide us every step of the way. So help us to be strong, to say yes when you do call us, and to drop everything and know that you have what's better for us. In your son's name we pray, amen.